What's up, everyone? Welcome to the Reviews Podcast. My name is Chris.
And my name's Mike.
And I'm just going to let you guys know that Mike writes too much on his fucking notes. It's like a fucking essay. What is this?
Well, let's dig in.
This is fucking dumb. Roll the intro. So, on the Reviews Podcast, Mike and I, we listen to David Dobrik's podcast, and we talk about the topics he talks about with Jason Nash, and we give our own opinions as well. So, Mike took the opportunity this week to do his own notes, and they are fucking long. So, let's get fucking started so we can spend 3 hours on this.
It's not going to take that long.
All right.
There was a lot of details, though.
All right.
But David opens saying, it's time to get this bread.
Yeah, because he's fucking breadless already. Got so much fucking bread. And why is fucking bread compared to money?
Right? Is it like eating?
Yeah, is it like if you can bring bread to the house that you have money?
Well, because, you know, the kind of a popular slang term now is eat. So rappers and
what?
No.
Eat?
Rappers. Yeah. Like, so remember, like, with the Machine Gun Kelly and Eminem thing? He said when when MGK and his rap said to Eminem, do you think you're the only one around here that gets to eat? And what that means is making money.
Okay.
Yeah. Sometimes I've heard somebody say all of us can eat, which means all of, like, it doesn't just have to be one person. We all can eat, you know?
Okay. But still, I mean, bread
would have to be eaten.
Right. But it's been like such an old saying, you know what I mean? Like, right. Make this bread.
I think everything just always keeps coming around in some form or fashion.
Sure.
Yeah. Man, you're so behind.
You're behind. You don't know what people say today.
You need to open up a Twitter or something so you can.
No way. You need to get woke.
I need to be woke. Yeah. Oh, I've been woke.
All right. So what's next? What? He doesn't get paid as much.
Well, he said there's only one ad this week. That's crazy that they only had one ad, but it's a big one.
Yeah. And they probably only needed the one too.
Oh yeah. That was their most popular brand. Yeah. They've not even had a brand close to that.
Right.
So that's pretty dope and that's pretty smart.
And it's pretty crazy. We're going to get to it at the end, but it's kind of crazy that big of a company is giving David this ad. So stay tuned.
Well, so David says, maybe don't even, so he was going to half-ass this podcast because they're not getting paid as much.
All right.
So he said, maybe don't even listen to this one because they're not going to enjoy it because there's no ads. So I thought that was pretty funny, but I guarantee you everybody loves the ads because the ads are kind of funny.
The ads are great.
So Jason says, we're finally going to have to come up with some content because they don't have enough ads to fill the time. And so he says, okay, I guess I'm just going to read straight from the New York Times.
Right.
And then he did. Today, President Trump said.
Yeah, and he kind of went along with it for a little while.
That was pretty clever. I liked it.
Yeah, and then they go into talking about David has a special guest, but not really a guest, just someone to come on the podcast, which is his friend. Fucking Josh Peck. If you guys don't know who Josh Peck is, he had a show when he was a lot younger.
Drake
and Josh.
Before that, I just want to mention one thing because I don't think I've ever heard it like this kind of quickly and sincere. David said, after he introduced Jason, he says, I'm here. I'm accompanied by one of my greatest friends, Jason.
I know, because he feels bad about not calling him a best friend.
But that was still, that seems sincere, because I think he went through his head and he had to reconcile, because there are those levels. Like I was talking to a buddy of mine maybe a month ago, and I said, I talked about another one of my friends, and I was like, yeah, he's, you know, I don't have a lot. There's not a whole bunch of people that I consider like at the top, like best friends. But this, the guy I was talking about, says this guy, that's what I consider him. And then he said, I guess naturally, I didn't think he would say it, but he did. He said, so what level of friend am I?
That's like the hardest question.
So I said, well, you're a good friend.
That sucks.
I said, my buddy Chris, he's not even on that level. So
yeah, I'm so high. I'm at the one where you can only have one.
You actually are high. So.
All right. Yeah, I did notice David say that, though. I caught it, too. And I thought that I immediately thought David was trying to make up for not calling him his best friend.
But didn't it sound sincere?
It did. Like, it did. It sounds very sincere.
Because it is okay to, like, for somebody to call, if David called you one of his greatest friends, like, you would be fucking ecstatic.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
I get
it. So yeah. So I thought that was very smart of him and very mature of him and a little surprising.
Yeah, that was good. That was good. Yeah, so then he brings on his friend Josh Peck, who is from the show Drake and Josh. And they've been friends for a little while now. And when I say a little while, I mean a long while. But Josh Peck just had a baby. And then David just goes on for fucking ever talking about Josh and his baby and asking him a bunch of questions. So let's go through it. Fuck.
You kind of understand, though.
It's interesting, right? Because if you're someone who doesn't have a kid, you've got to have like a lot of questions. Like, what's that feel like? Because it's completely unknown to you until you're in that situation, you know?
Yeah, it had to be like 1,000% interesting to you.
Yeah, yeah. I was like, oh shit, this is a great topic.
It's like they're reading our emails. They're like, okay, we're gonna talk about this today.
Yeah. Just so you guys know, I'm preparing to be a daddy too. Yeah, that's right. So I wanted to hear what Josh Peck had to say to all these questions. So David asked Josh how it feels since he's had a kid.
Okay, so no, it starts out first after they introduce Josh Peck. And he just had a kid, and so David says, new dad alert, but he says, so then Josh says, I like being on a podcast that actually people listen to. He says, I'm the only one who listens to my podcast. It's a private podcast. I'm going to have to check it out. Have you seen his podcast, heard his podcast?
No, I just know that he does a podcast, but I haven't heard it, and I don't think I will.
I think I'm going to check out at least one. Maybe the next one that comes out, because maybe he'll talk about this podcast.
Maybe.
But David asked Josh how it feels, since people already, I guess whenever David and Josh are around each other, girls must say that Josh is daddy as fuck.
Right.
So he said, how does it feel now that people have always been telling you that you're daddy as fuck, that you really are daddy as fuck now?
Right. And then he just said he loved it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Jason mentioned, like, yeah, now that you're a dad, like, I come into the house and I just instantly get a boner when I see you.
Saying, wow, this guy's taking care of someone besides himself.
Right.
I've never heard it explained that way before, but they used that a couple times.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense.
Perfect sense, but I never thought about it. But so then David says that Josh is one of us now. So you got Jason that's got a kid and Josh that's got a kid. And then David says, now that Josh has a kid, now he's one of us.
And they're like, what the fuck you mean? You don't have a kid. And then he's like, I do got a kid. I got to take care of Jason.
And then David says he takes care of both of them. And then Josh says, yeah, that's true.
Yeah. So... But,
this is kind of funny. So Jason says he has a theory, talking about Josh's kid. Jason has a theory that Mean Gene Okerlund just died, and Josh's baby was born. Was it a coincidence? And right. I don't know who Mean Gene Okerlund is.
I didn't know either. Okay.
It's crazy. How crazy is it that Josh and Jason both know who that is?
Yeah.
So I guess he's some wrestling announcer or whatever. But then Jason, so David says, "Who's that?" And then Jason explains that he's this wrestler announcer. And then Josh says, "Oh, and Bob Einstein." So I'm guessing Bob Einstein just died too, whoever the fuck that is.
Yeah, I didn't know who the fuck that was either.
But both of them knew. Like, how? Right. Two random names. So basically he was trying to say that Josh's baby was somehow getting some of those people's skills or something. It's a coincidence that his baby was born when those people died. But then David says, "Oh my God, I hate having two old people on the podcast." And then they start yelling out random names of talking about people who
died long time ago.
Yeah, Thomas Jefferson, Harry Truman.
Right.
So that was pretty funny, but that definitely was an age thing. I thought that was cool.
Yeah, and then they go into talking about the name of the kid, and I thought this was fucking hilarious. But I have two parts to this. So the baby's name is Max Milo Peck, but David was like, "Oh yeah, so what's his name? Fucking Josh. Josh's son's name is Max Milo Dobrik." And he was like, "I just added the Dobrik in there because it sounded cool." But what a weird name, right? I haven't ever met a Max. Have you?
I'm pretty sure I have. And
I feel like that's a dog's name.
Like one of the guys on ESPN's First Take. Have you ever seen First Take?
No.
Every morning they do an hour, 2 hour show about the sports from the previous day. And one of the guys on there, his name's Max Kellerman. And he's like, I don't know, his 30s.
That's a weird name.
Maxwell. It's short for Maxwell.
Ah, okay, that makes more sense. But but I don't think it's meant that way.
I think he was deliberately Max.
Yeah.
But Max is also the kind of kid that would be on a Disney show.
Exactly.
So that has to be it.
I think so. It sounds like a fucking stage name. Well, anyway, Josh says it's awesome and that he can't believe he's that guy. And he's the dad, right?
Right. Yeah. Right. I'm now that guy. So many other people have been that guy. Today, I am that guy.
Yeah. He's finally a father, has a kid of his own, and he's got a responsibility.
Yeah.
And David goes into asking if he pulled out the baby himself and if he cut the cord. And what's so interesting? Go ahead.
No, I think he genuinely was wondering, like, maybe the dad, does the dad pull the baby out?
right. And you know what's so weird is someone said that same thing, like the other day, and they're like, "Oh, like, can the dad help pull out the baby?" And we were like, "No, who the fuck does that?" But I didn't know this, and maybe you don't know this, but you know how traditionally here, you know, someone gives birth. The dad goes and cuts the cord, right? Mm-hmm. Well, so Josh Peck does mention that he cut the cord and that he said it was like cutting a power cable to an N64. My dad actually said something similar. He said it's like cutting through a garden hose. And I was like, what the fuck? And that's exactly how Josh was explaining it. Like, it's like reinforced. So it's so interesting to get to hear that.
Yeah, a connection to the mother, and you know, like, I mean, it's just so many analogies.
Right, and you know what's so crazy? I just didn't know this, but I thought when the dad cuts it, that you're cutting it from the mother, but that's not true.
Yeah, that's what I thought too.
Yeah, so Josh goes into talking about that, where the doctor actually cuts it from the mother. But it's just a tradition for the father to cut the cord from the baby.
I knew it was a tradition, but I thought they were actually doing it. I
didn't Same.
Know they were just.
So now I'm questioning if I should even do it.
Why?
Why?
Well, because it's a tradition.
Fuck, I'm so scared. I won't cut that shit. It's fucking creepy.
But the other thing I thought was funny, and if you go back and listen to the podcast at that moment when Josh says it was like cutting through an N64 power cord.
Right.
If you listen, you hear a combination of him and David and maybe Jason kind of laugh or like a little kind of a snicker. And I think it was because of the reference to N64 power cord, like when he was talking about them being old. Yeah, like people.
What's the N64?
That's your reference for what it's like. It's like, you know, on the black and white television, how they had
That's pretty funny. I didn't think of that.
Yeah, if you listen to it, you could hear like a little giggle or something that they thought about that being an old reference.
Right.
An N64. That was dope. But yeah, that was good to know that. But I like that they sort of also went on. I didn't put it in here, but they kind of went on about everything that David doesn't know about the baby birth. Like, what did they say? Oh, call up TaskRabbit and they'll get the baby out. He's a TaskRabbit and one other example, Postmates. Yeah. They're just basically saying David's that naive. He doesn't know how the baby gets out. Oh, honey, is the baby ready? All right, let me get on the app. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah.
But so David says specifically it's an American tradition. Then everybody else was kind of like, is it just in America? And nobody knew.
Yeah, I want to actually know if it's something that they only do here, cut the cord of the baby.
Yeah, that's interesting. I will ask. I will ask somebody. I can't imagine it's not in more places because, but I for sure it's. I'm for sure that it's not in every place, but I don't. I don't think it's just an American thing.
No, can't be. No way.
Even if it was, it would have already transferred to the other countries, to many other countries who follow what we do already.
Right.
But they start discussing circumcision.
Right. Josh was like, you know, I wanted to get my kids circumcised, you know, being Jewish or whatever, but. You know, and up until that day, he was like, yeah, I'm going to get my kid circumcised, whatever. Like, that's like what's going to happen. And then he said the day that he had to get his son circumcised, he was like, this is fucking barbaric.
Yeah.
Ooh. It's got to be so fucking weird to think that, you know, like to know what's going to happen.
Right.
Oh, fuck. It gives me the fucking shivers.
everything just hits home right now.
Yeah.
So Jason asks Josh how the love of a child is different than another type of love.
Right.
And then Josh just says it's heaven. And that it's like a love that's always been inside of you. It's different than the other kind of love where you learn. Where you fall into love.
Yeah.
Where where you can fall out of love.
Right.
All of those kind of things. This is a permanent love inside you that it's just been waiting to be turned on.
Right. That was interesting the way he said it, right? That was amazing.
That was a great way to explain. I really like Josh. Ever since I've known about Josh, I don't know too much about him, but every experience that I've had with him, seeing him, has been great.
You think we should change our podcast to start reviewing his podcast?
Okay, so this will be our last. Yeah. We're going to pick this up at the point in Josh's podcast. All right, so he was talking about. We'll just switch over to his real quick. But yeah, that was fucking awesome. But it's weird that, and I've not heard anybody say this, but David says he's heard, David and Josh said they heard people say this, that it took Jason 3 months to feel that way for his kid.
Right.
I can't imagine that.
I know. That's kind of crazy. Cause I've only heard from other people, even like Sarah's cousin who just had a kid. And he said like, it's like the weirdest feeling. Like you just feel so connected with your kid. And like, I knew what he was saying. He didn't say it like how Josh is explaining, but I knew that's what he meant.
And you know what's, well, you know what he meant, what?
That he just was, he just loved his child, like, right, so much, you know?
Well, you know, I heard my sister one day told me when her first kid went to school, she felt like her heart was leaving her.
Oh, that's crazy.
Yeah. And I definitely believe that, like, from my own mom and then from her, that just the, yeah, they're just, they're her. So.
Yeah. Yeah, that's crazy. But I mean, I don't know. I guess it's Jason's personality, but I don't know how it took 3 months. Like, when you see something you fucking made and it's another human, I feel like you should, like, I just feel like in general, you would just fucking flip. You know?
Yeah, absolutely. That, I mean, I take it even as an extension of that. Like, the, you know, my nephew as an example. You know, you just, I'm not even his dad, but I just loved him instantly. Right. Like, it was just like, I don't know. It was everything, and it was mutual, you know, it was, you know, from day one. Right. But anyway,
I agree with this next one. So David goes and talks about how he doesn't understand how someone could really, like, go through this situation. Basically, your wife or someone giving birth to your child, because he said he would 100% faint. And Josh is like, why would you do that? Jason also said that. Why would you do it? He's like, why? That would be too much emotion. Too many things just happening all at once. I wouldn't know what to do with those types of emotions. And then he said he would faint, and then that he would, you know, he'd probably cry. And he's like, yeah, I'm an emotional guy. I, you know, I cry at, like, when there's big emotion. And then Josh joked with him and says, you cried over Hamilton tickets when Jason bought them for Trisha. And they started laughing, and then they called him what? An emotional?
Josh said he's an emotional little cub.
Right. And I think so. Have you seen some of his vlogs where he just starts crying?
Oh, David?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I've seen a few vlogs where he's like sharing something or doing something, and then he starts crying.
Wow.
Yeah.
Maybe I did, and I just didn't.
Just kidding.
And I just didn't remember it. But I like.
I'm a fucking crier, faint too. Yeah.
No, you won't. You might cry. David's excited about having a kid of his own someday, just not soon. But he's excited about it, so that was kind of cool to know. Unfortunately, part of the thing in his mind is not exactly how he's how it's going to work out. Because you know, when he says that, he's thinking of a specific person.
Yeah.
Yeah. So,
do you think it's going to happen or not?
I think no.
I don't think so too. What we're talking about, David, if you don't know what we're talking about, is you and Liza. That shit ain't happening. Hate to break it to you, but...
I mean, it's a possibility, but just the circumstances, the fact that the lack of emotion, you know what I mean? If you think of your own personal situation at times, just it wouldn't... It this goes back to that whole thing. Weren't we talking about on the podcast about the difference between loving somebody? What was it? It was
what?
It wasn't me. It wasn't me and you. Okay, so Kawhi Leonard played for the Spurs, moved to the Raptors, and San Antonio's pissed. I'm pissed. I don't like the guy anymore. He's a great player, but. They met in San Antonio a few days ago to play for the first time. This guy that left San Antonio, who was our superstar.
Okay.
So he came back from Toronto to play the Spurs. It was his first time on our court, and he got booed all fucking game. Like, the moment he stepped foot on the floor. But the announcers, they were talking about, because the day before I was talking with a buddy about what do you think's going to happen tomorrow when Kawhi comes back to San Antonio. And I was like, I don't know. He's like, well, I hope they're respectful. I said, I hope it's good too, but people are going to be pissed. And so on TV, that was just the biggest deal. What's going to happen? What's going to happen? And so he gets booed, but the announcer says, here's the difference. If you get cheated on, getting left is 100 times worse than getting cheated on, because getting left just means they don't like you anymore.
Right.
And I was like, damn. And so they were comparing that Kawhi thing. That was the example they used. But isn't that kind of like David and Liza?
Yeah. And I'm sure it wasn't him that wanted that to happen.
Oh, for sure. And I mean, that's pretty much made clear. Liza said that on Stephen Colbert.
Oh, shit.
He asked her about it.
Oh, shit.
I wonder if I can find the clip. Yeah, he says, what happened? She says, no, I ended it.
Oh, damn.
Yeah. And that was just a month or two after.
That sucks, David. I'm sorry.
Yeah. You know he's got that episode saved.
Yeah. All right.
Everything she's ever
heard. Let's go. What's next? Okay, I just want to throw this out here, but I don't like the way you do notes. You got to have some bullet points up in this bitch.
Hey, I got to keep rewinding and writing and writing. So I'm just like, we'll figure this shit out.
Fuck, I can't even find where I'm supposed to be.
You should have highlighted where you left off. But anyway, okay. Josh starts talking about everybody saying, when you're a kid and you're sleeping around and sleeping with all kinds of women, everybody says, don't get the wrong one pregnant. Don't get the wrong one pregnant. And this will end your life. This will ruin your life. You know, you get the wrong one. You guys don't love each other, whatever. But he says it's so crazy because as soon as you get married, then it's the exact opposite. When are you going to get her pregnant?
Right.
When are you going to have a baby?
Oh, my God. Okay. I want to talk about this. You know what's so funny is when he said this, I was like, fuck. Like, I completely relate because, like, if you think about it, you go through high school and you see some of these people get early pregnancies, right? And then you see all these guys leaving their baby mamas and all this other stuff and all this drama. And, like, a lot of parents and just in general, you hear people say, you know, you shouldn't get pregnant early because, you know, it's bad. It's going to ruin your life. It's going to pause what you want to do in your career. You know, you're going to have to take care of the baby kind of thing. And I knew what he was saying because he was saying like he did everything in order. He got an education. He did part of his career. He is stable. Like he is where he is, and he focused on himself. And then he found the right person. And then now he's having a baby with someone he's married, right? So it's like everything just fell into the place that makes sense, and that is. Occasionally, I would say more so than often, like the best situation, right? Like you could have a kid before then, but that's kind of like still kind of off and you just have to work it out. But I understand what he's saying, and it's such a great feeling that, yeah, I got to work on myself. I got to find all these people who I dated and they were kind of the wrong person, but I found the right person, married the right person, and now I'm having a kid with the right person. Like, it just feels great.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it does. And it's like, and what's so funny is that when I was dating other people, and I'm sure other people can relate to this, there's a fear that you might get them pregnant.
Right.
There is no fear once you find the right person.
Right. Well, obviously.
No, I know, but I'm just saying it's
in
a great
in a couple
feeling.
Weeks, 10 is it in a couple weeks 10 women could be pregnant. Imagine if you're Dom, man, the whole fucking housing complex. He's just driving down the street. Hey, son. Hey, daughter.
But yeah, I get what he's saying, and it feels great. Like it feels like not an accomplishment, but it just feels like I'm prepared. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Well, Josh says that he feels like he has fulfilled his duties as a human on this earth.
Right.
And so that's a different perspective. But yeah, it's like I guess what you're supposed to do.
And it's not necessarily the right thing to do. I just think it's the preparation. And like, I really wanted to make sure that I'm financially stable. I've learned a lot. And I'm ready to give this kid and other kids, if I have any more, like a future that I think is comfortable, where I'm not struggling to still be in a career or still going to college and things like that, because I can focus my attention on the kid, which I think is fair.
Right.
Right. So I thought it was really cool that he brought it up, because I was like, oh shit, I feel the same way, but I never knew how to say it.
You know, but I will interject something, just husband, wife, kid thing. I heard somebody say once a few years ago, and it made sense to me. It was talking about relationships, and it said a lot of relationships fail because the couple doesn't pay the most attention to themselves in terms of what they're trying to do. And the person said, it was a counselor or somebody, which made complete sense. He says 100%. Both the mom and the dad are going to always take care of the kid just naturally.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not focusing on yourselves, then you're screwing up.
Mm-hmm.
So just a little bit of advice I got from somebody else.
Wait, so what?
Make sure, in terms of what you're trying to do, in terms of what you're putting your focus on and what your plans on or whatever, focus on your spouse. Because you don't have to put in your mind that you need to focus on the kid, because
you just do it.
That's a given.
Yeah.
So if you don't do that in the relationship, then that's how relationships fail.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That'll be $1,000.
I give it to you next year.
I don't take check, but I do have Apple Pay Cash. Have you tried Apple Pay Cash?
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who did you pay?
What do you mean? I use it all the time. Sarah and I use it all the time. I just paid my mom. My mom uses it. You haven't used it?
I haven't had anybody to pay.
You're fucking lame.
Well, you want me to pay you?
Yeah. 500, I'll give it back.
Okay.
All right, so where the fuck are we in all this text?
David said he would feel like it was a weight off his shoulder once he finally had a baby, feeling for someone other than himself. Right. But that's weird that that's a weight on your shoulder.
Right. Like, you, fuck, I gotta have a kid.
That kid is fixing to be on your shoulder.
Yeah.
So then Jason asked Josh, did he have mixed feelings related to his dad?
I didn't get what he was talking about this.
He was basically saying, like, at him as a at Josh as a dad, do you have mixed feelings because you now have a kid relative to your dad, the way you look at your dad, and now you're this kid's dad. And
yeah,
he said, did you feel like, no, then Josh said he felt like he did feel like he's righting the wrongs of his father. So, and I think every father to son, it goes down that way, because everybody thinks, especially once you get older, then you're able to separate between when you were the asshole or when the parents did something that they shouldn't have done.
Yeah. So do you mean that he's thinking that he's going to be a better dad than his dad?
Right. He's paid attention to what his dad did that he didn't like, and he's going to fix that.
I see.
Yeah. That makes sense.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to do that for sure. My dad will never listen to this shit.
You don't have to worry about it. Yeah. Me neither. That's kind of what's fun about this, is it's so obscure. You know.
Yeah.
That,
no one will find this shit. You know what's so funny? I went to go do a shoot before last week's podcast. Uh-huh. And Sarah was like, oh, we got to get home because Chris got to do a podcast. And you know what's so crazy? The people were like, oh, shit, you record a podcast? I was like, yep. And they're like, what is it? I was like, you'll never find it.
Oh, you're mean. When you say, whenever I say, because sometimes something comes up that we discussed, and I'll be like, oh, with somebody else, and I'll be like, yeah, well, I do this podcast and this happened. And that's the first question. Like, oh, what's the topic? It's about everything. Where is it? What's the name? I'm like, oh, I'm sorry. The guy I do it with, we agreed not to tell anybody, so I can't tell you. And I had one person try, like, even an hour later, still remembered and wanted me to say it. But yeah, people, isn't it weird?
Yeah, because that's not a typical thing that people do. We're right, fucking cool, man.
It is. It, like, gives you an, I didn't think it would, but it gives you, like, this extra cool
yeah.
thing.
People like, are like, oh, shit, you do a podcast?
Everybody wants to know. Yeah. I have told a few people that it's a podcast about somebody else's podcast.
Right. That's all we told her.
Yeah. And everybody likes that.
Yeah. She thought everybody it was a cool idea too, actually.
Yeah. It's weird how the response has been always the same. Yeah. But
David says.
So
David says, yeah. Josh wanted a girl and asked how he felt when it was a boy. And I thought this was interesting too, because we do have gender reveal parties, and I just went to one. And I know that, you know, Josh was saying that he wanted a girl, but found out it was a boy. And it seems like he didn't know the gender until it actually came out. And so what's funny is David's like, gender reveal parties are pretty funny because no matter what, you kind of have to be happy, right? So I thought the same thing. I was like, man, what if you want something and then it's not that, but you still have to like be like, oh, great. You know, it's such a weird
But what's
thing.
What's funny though is they tried. I think between David and Jason, they tried to. They wanted to know what was your reaction when you found out that it was a boy instead of a girl, mm-hmm. and they asked it like two or three different times, different ways. So it was. So he talked. So they said, "What did you? Were you disappointed? What was your reaction?" And Jason and David's reaction actually expressed what their reaction would have been. Like, what did Jason say? Oh, why is my daughter? Why does my daughter have a giant foot? but they asked him, and I thought it was so cool because it was so authentic and so okay. So they asked him, and when he's going to answer, his mind is not even thinking about the answer they're thinking that he was giving. The answer was just, it was just so amazing. I saw that there was the umbilical cord. I thought that was the dick. And then it wasn't. And then it was a boy. And then we were just all excited. 100% his mind never considered
that it wasn't a girl. Yeah.
Yep. And I thought that was dope. That was super dope. Like, he never answered that question. And it wasn't, I don't think he was deliberately not answering it. His mind didn't go there. His mind was just still in the joy.
Right.
So that's dope. Because yeah. I don't think if I want, I can't imagine if I wanted a girl and a boy came out that I'd be like, ah, well, next time. I don't think I'd be like that. I'd be like, oh, okay, damn, it's a boy.
Right.
So Josh says he's not the one to teach him to catch, to play catch and do boy and manly type stuff.
I can believe that.
Yeah, I don't really have any idea of his personality, so I can't really say. But I mean,
he just seems like a soft dude.
Really?
Yeah, he seems like a soft dude. I mean, he could probably get mad, but in general, like, you know, he's not out there trying to start fights, or he's not trying to be manly. He seems like just a chill ass dad. So I see that.
Well, it's like when David, I wouldn't have known that, but like on David's side. Like later on when they start talking about him being athletic and playing sports and stuff like that, I was like, okay, well, you don't look like that to me, but, yeah. But apparently he's on the wall. So he must've been good. But so Jason says, the experience of having the baby is the same as when we hit red in Vegas. And then Josh says, it's not the same. It's not the same at all. First they say, no, he says, no, it's not the same at all. And then he's like, maybe. They always do that. It's not the same at all. Then maybe. So David wants to know if his son is going to be an actor. Mm-hmm. And he says, God, no, because he wants him to. And I guess this is pretty standard parent type thing. He wants him to go to school and to be able to get a job where he can make a good enough money. And so something he said with a field with a higher barrier of entry So by, you got to go to school to be a lawyer or a doctor for 8 years or whatever. You know, you're going to always have a job. And that's the kind of job that he wants his kid to have. But it, what would be great is to come back here 18 years from now. And I think the whole path is going to be crazy. Because who knows, 18 years from now, as much as shit's changing.
Yeah.
Like, I want to see the CES stuff. Have you watched any CES?
No, I've seen some CES stuff, but not watched it.
Because I keep seeing Engadget going live with different things.
Oh, yeah, there's tons of cool shit. Like, there's a new laptop I fucking want. That's super fucking cool. But I can't get it until you Apple pay me.
Okay. I'll do it right now. Okay. David asked Josh, are there any future pecs on the way? And then he said he felt like Kelly and or Ellen or so Ellen.
Yeah.
He said Kelly at first, and then he said Ellen later. Yeah. But and so he just wanted to know if how they planning to have some more. And then the other funny thing, which I thought was, I skipped something. So
you can't buy yourself, right? Yeah. Notes.
So Josh says the crazy thing is there's no requirement for becoming a parent. Anybody can become a parent. Yeah. Like, there's no regulations or rules. Like, nope, no kids for you.
Right.
But he says there's no, and I love how he says this. There's no requirement for becoming a parent, yet making them is so fun.
Yeah. So he says some pretty good so shit, dangerous. Right?
Doesn't yeah, he? Yeah. He made me like him the whole way through. Yeah. Like, I love the dude now.
Yeah. He like makes it so plain and simple.
Right. And, you know, he's logical.
Yeah.
He's kind. And I think it's dope.
Yeah. He needs to be on the podcast a little bit more.
I think so, too. I think he was great.
He was super great.
I think him and Joe should start a podcast.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be great?
Yeah, it would be great.
That would be a great podcast. And then we'd have another one we'd have to do.
Yeah.
So. And then David says, that's why you spend all your life practicing is for that moment. But then David wanted to know, and that I thought that was a good question on David's part. Do you know the moment that you made the baby?
Yeah, and he said he doesn't know.
Wasn't that interesting, though?
No, everybody asked that.
Did you know?
No, I don't know, but everybody asked that.
No, I know. But it made me think, like, I wonder if some people know. I think some people
do. Yeah, of course. Of course. If people don't fuck a lot. Yeah, you last fuck someone. And then fucking 6 weeks later, whatever, they don't got no period and they're having a kid. Then that was the time.
So you have to stagger it.
Yeah, exactly. You fuck like 3 days in a row. You don't know.
I wonder if people do that.
I don't know.
Probably, but that was cool.
I like this next topic, though, because I remember we were talking about this last week or maybe just on our own. You were like, oh yeah, Liza went on a talk show, and then we're like, why doesn't David go on any talk shows? And I like that Josh asked him, like, hey David, do you want to go on any of these like Jimmy Fallon or like whatnot TV shows? And David was like, man, I wouldn't even know what the fuck to do. I've never done it. And I'd be so fucking nervous. I still think you should do it, though.
I think so, too. And obviously, it would just flow. Even if you were nervous at points, you would, you know, the guy knows how to
handle himself.
Yeah, he's in a situation when you got Stephen Colbert. No, but like, let's say you got somebody, Stephen Colbert, you got Jimmy Fallon. Jimmy Fallon knows how to handle a nervous guest.
Right.
Like, Jimmy Fallon has a job to do. You know?
Right.
So he can't have shitty TV.
Right. I didn't like what David said, though.
What?
About having... Who would you, if you were to flip it around and you had a special guest on your podcast? And
me?
And of course, he said Liza.
Yeah.
What a fucking loser.
I wouldn't go that far, but I would say that it's ridiculous.
Fucking get rid of her already. Fuck. Shit.
Someone's getting death threats.
So. But But shit, she's moved on, it seems. Fucking move on. He's always trying to reel her back in. And she's probably going to hear that shit. And she'll be like, oh, there he goes again. Trying to get me to be close to him.
So Josh asked Jason. So Josh is now doing the interviewing. Josh asked Jason what's new in his life. And Jason says, I fucking hate my life. My life is in fucking shambles.
Yeah.
And so, and I think it's the whole tax thing. They say he's doing well, but Jason says taxes.
Right.
So I think, so they started talking about the fact that, you know, everybody has to pay taxes, but so it just looks like he got in deep. I think more of that comes up anyway. But,
yeah.
So he says this particular section was very interesting to me. They said he saw Jack Black opening a new YouTube channel.
Yeah. Did you see this, by the way?
In real life? I saw the thumbnail, but I didn't actually click it.
Okay.
But I may have watched one. But so this was an interesting topic because I think that I still feel like David in particular. Yeah. Not Jason, David, because everybody else kind of stayed quiet. David just kind of rambled, but, so he saw Jack Black. I think Jason's the one who mentioned it. Jack Black opened a new YouTube channel and he got 1 million subscribers in one day. And by the time he posted his next 30-second video, he had 2 million subscribers.
Right.
So David wants to know how Jack Black will hold up on YouTube.
Okay.
And then he says, so I'll say what he says and then we'll talk about it.
Okay.
Jason thinks, so David is questioning Jack Black, a world famous comedian, millionaire, he's questioning whether he can do a good job on YouTube. So we'll leave that there. Jason thinks Judd Apatow will produce. And I don't know all these directors or whatever.
No, yeah. Name. Yeah.
I've heard the name. And that was very smart on Jason's part because I think that's exactly what will happen. Because it's happening when, you know, on the movies for Netflix, the movies and TV shows on YouTube Red and whatever, you know, they're going to be professionally handled.
Right.
So David says you could have Scorsese producing YouTube videos, but what does that mean? It doesn't mean that it's a good video.
Correct. I like that he said that too.
I didn't eat at all, but
okay.
I'll tell you in a minute.
Okay. Tell me.
Okay. So he says YouTube isn't making a movie and people want to see lower quality stuff. They want to see a.
I don't believe that.
They don't want to see a movie on YouTube. They want to see the perfect balance. And this is a quote. They want to see the perfect balance of shit, and enough wasn't what it was. I don't think it was something else. They want to see your personal life, but also your life on crack. He thinks it's a tough place to find. So what David said, he basically just put himself in this category of I know YouTube and you don't.
Right.
I think that's fucking ridiculous.
No, that's wrong.
That's the most fucking ridiculous thing I've ever heard, that a producer that has made films totaling billions of dollars cannot come on YouTube and make something that somebody wants to watch.
Right.
That's ridiculous. You are not in that finite of a category. You know, you're not a heart surgeon. You're not a heart surgeon and saying, hey, I bet the foot doctor can't do this.
Right. What did I say I didn't like?
You said you liked.
What? What did I like?
David says you could have Scorsese producing YouTube videos, but what does that mean? It doesn't mean it's a good video.
Oh, no. So I agree with that. I don't think just because you have a producer doesn't mean you're going to make a great video, because producers can still do fuck up. But right. It doesn't mean that it's not going to not help. So I agree with him in that sense, that just because you have a producer doesn't mean you're going to have a great YouTube channel.
But you have
a great chance.
No, but his, well, yeah, you have millions of dollars at your disposal. Yeah. If you want to blow up a hotel, you can.
Right.
You know, you can find something that, you know, it's like these people that walk on a wire between skyscrapers and, you know, you put a video, people are going to watch it. But I thought that. What I think is crazy is that he says he wants to know how Jack Black will hold up on YouTube. And he's thinking, so when he describes like what people want to see on YouTube, He's ridiculous on what they want. Look how many different varied YouTubers there are.
Right. And they all do a very different thing.
Yeah.
And it's very focused. And still, there are many subscribers.
Yeah. People opening toys, putting on makeup, singing a song, playing an instrument. He didn't mention any of those things.
Nothing. He said, right.
People want to see a balance of your personal life, but also your personal life on crack.
That's just what you think. Exactly. But that's just what people want to see from him.
But what I thought was interesting is Jason and Josh didn't really jump in too much.
No.
They may have said like a few words here, but because he's wrong. He's got this mindset.
That
someone who thinks like him is the only one that could be where he is right now. That's what he thinks.
Yeah.
That's crazy. That sucks because that is having that narrow-minded view. It doesn't hurt anybody else, but it does hurt you if there's an opportunity that comes along and you pass it up.
Right.
Because you didn't realize where it's evolving. Because David literally could become like, I'm going to put this out there. It's kind of mean, but and you tell me what you think. David could become Sears, Kmart, Polaroid film, regular film.
Damn, that's pretty fucked up.
But do you see what I'm saying?
No, yeah.
If you don't keep your mind open, like the people kept making Polaroids. Oh, people love having this instant picture in their hand.
Right.
And then even in 2000, when the digital camera started coming out, they were like, nope, we still got this. They just hung on until they didn't exist.
Right. If he ain't gonna change, then you're fucked.
If his mind isn't open, if his mind thinks he's the only one with the answer, if you hear anyone say they're the only one with not... You could be the only one with an answer, but you're not the only one with all the answers.
Right.
And if you think that, you're fucked.
Right.
I don't care what business you're in. If you think that, you are fucked.
Right.
Okay. So I got that off my chest. But I think that was a good point to talk about.
No, it was great. It was great. And it's a very big thing. It's why people are his fans and listen to his podcast and listen to ours.
But then he ended that thing with David says, I think it's a tough place to find what he did, what David
is only talking about.
To Martin Scorsese. Martin Scorsese, what I do, it's a tough place for you to find.
Yeah.
And then he'll be like, oh yeah, you're right, bro.
He's probably thinking, what the fuck? I'm not making those types of videos anyway.
They'll be like, they would just, of course, they would be just like, get the fuck out of here, man. Who the fuck are you?
You're underwater again. Okay, no, you're good now. No, you're underwater again. You're underwater. Can't hear you.
I'm not under any water.
All right, there you go, Aquaman. All right.
Bumblebee.
David goes and watches Bumblebee, and he said those movies are made for people like David. I don't know what that means. Are they saying that Bumblebee the movie was like childish and shitty?
Well, because David says, no, because so Jason said, told David, you know you loved it. And he says, David said he loves Haley Steinfeld.
Right.
So that's what. So I mean, they were basically just saying that he loved the movie. We know you loved it.
No, but and I so think they were trying to say that it was like a childish movie.
Oh, I thought they were trying to say because like Haley Steinfeld.
No. He said that as an excuse to watching it, but he said I went to go see Bumblebee and it was actually pretty good. And then Josh and Jason were like, "Oh yeah, you like those types of movies, like you know, just like the simple, just action type of movie, but no real depth, you know."
Yeah,
that's kind of what they were saying, which is kind of a shitty thing to say. But then he was like, "No, I just watch it for the girl, you know." He was, like, trying to protect himself, right?
Okay. But the reason he brought going to the movie, I think, was just because he wanted to talk about the quote that he heard in the movie that said, the darkest nights produce the brightest stars. Aw.
Yeah, it's gay.
Yeah. So I heard this boxer in a video today. He's a really big up-and-coming boxer. He's so good. But somebody interviewing him asked him what was his favorite movie. And he said, without hesitation, Lion King. And I never heard anyone say that, like a man, anyway.
Yeah. It's a good movie. So, I can't wait to see the live action one.
The one you were talking about with Mobley?
No. That's a different one. You should still watch that one. But there's a live action Lion King coming out soon.
There's been one already.
No, there hasn't been, and there is going to be.
What do you mean, like Lion King on stage?
No, live action as in like CGI, live, like real people movie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what live action is. Play is the real life people.
Well, it's still live action on the stage, dummy.
Yeah, but they don't call it that. Wow, you're fucking stupid.
It still is that, though. No. It doesn't matter if they, whoever they is.
It's the world.
So.
Fuck, man. We still got so much notes, guys. Hang in there.
Wait, how many numbers do you have?
Nah, we only got 3 left. Let's go.
Okay. So, Jason was at the grocery store, and he says he always asks the fruit guy what's good. Have you ever asked the fruit guy what's good?
No.
Jeez. Okay. So I don't know. He throws me a little
bit. I just want to put it out there, though. I've never heard that saying, what's good, until I went to the military.
Oh, that's the first time you heard it?
That was the first time I heard it. And I was like, what? What's good? Like, I didn't know how to respond to it.
what's
and then good, I had homie. A black guy explain it to me.
Boy, you had to learn a lot of things, because I remember you told me you also learned
a minute.
This will get you right in a minute. You're like, okay, I'll set my time. So he said, what's good? So the guy he asked was an African American, and he asked the guy, how's the watermelon? But I don't think he was thinking about that.
Right.
But it's definitely made it sound like he was putting it in syllables.
Yeah. It does sound racist. But he said he wasn't trying to be racist.
Yeah, he said me and the guy had a moment, which obviously made all of us, me, since we're all friends, me, you, Josh, Jason, David, everybody think that he meant that the guy thought it was racist, but he didn't. Right. So he just brought up a racist thing for no reason. So, and Josh yells out, he probably responded, it's winter, asshole. the guy responded, not very good right now. That was quick that came into Josh's head. That wouldn't have come into my head.
No. I don't know when watermelons are made.
I do. Josh says that wasn't racist, but what was racist is when you said 5, Nicole Train, and then David said, what's that? Then Jason says, doesn't let him say, because so Josh responds that he's a jazz singer or what, jazz player or whatever, and Jason jumps in and says, this is what I have to deal with every week, explaining to him the fucking world. What's a light bulb? Why do you, and then David has to say, why do you got to use such big words? Right. And David says, you guys are fucking dicks. And he's got to make sure he keeps a bunch of younger people on his podcast.
All right.
Coltrane. Now, I have heard the name Coltrane, but I don't know anything about it. And I don't
know
what the reference 5 Me Coltrane means.
Me either. I heard it so many times, but I never know what it means.
So David says, did he ask him how many times? Oh, yeah. Josh. Did he ask Josh or Jason?
Josh.
He asked Josh, how many times a day do you poop? Josh says once a day, but Trisha poops like once a week or maybe once every 2 weeks.
Right, that's what she claims.
Okay. So David said he bets Trisha takes nasty shits because she eats chicken. She eats chicken tenders every day.
No, I like how he like skipped the chicken and he is like tenders, you know. I loved it. But yeah, that's weird.
Yeah, so I mean, I've had that. I'll explain to you later, but some things have been getting a little better. So Josh's podcast is called Curious Podcast. I got to make sure I remember that.
Okay.
David says that's his favorite podcast that he has. That's one of his favorite podcasts that he hasn't ever listened to yet. And he probably never will.
You know, if you do listen to one of his episodes, if it is actually good, let me know which episode it is.
So TurboTax was their one and only advertisement.
Yeah, which is a big ass company who does fucking tons of taxes. So they got money.
Yeah, they had it. They had to get paid hellas for.
I know we skipped over this because you didn't write it in your fucking long ass notes for some reason. Mm-hmm. But Jason was saying that his money is causing him different problems, and he's saying now that he has money, he's fucking broke. And then David talks to him about, well, now you have a different lifestyle, so that's why you're fucking broke. And I just want people to know right now, it's not about the money you make. It's how much money you don't spend. That's pretty much what it's about.
How much you don't spend. Yeah. Yeah. And it's hard. And it's hard.
Yeah. When you have money, you think you can just buy everything, but then you're fucked.
Yep. And so he got fucked. So this, I know this looked like all the notes, but I thought we'd just do part of the podcast today and then do the rest tomorrow, since it was so like how Jason and them do it.
Yeah. You want to take a break?
Want to take a break?
Yeah.
Or we could go in and do the rest of these. What? Do you see the rest of them?
What the fuck? You just copy and paste.
I wanted that to go a little smoother, but.
No, I ain't fucking doing this shit. Nah, no fucking way. No fucking way. We ending this podcast quick. We'll do your favorite part and that's it.
This was really all the notes. I just wanted to try to put in a break like they did.
No. And, no, we done. I don't even give a fuck about what they said.
No, we have to do more. But we don't have to do all of it, but we have to do more.
Wait, how long we've been talking? Oh my god, fucking ever! I'm so sorry.
So basically, David had said that it sucks if younger kids are listening to this podcast because they don't understand what taxes are. And David says taxes are like if you're sleeping, you have a brand new baby, it's a beautiful calm night, and someone breaks your window, breaks in, chops off your new baby's legs, and says, "Sorry, we need this," and there's nothing you can do about it because that's the law.
What if that was legit? Like, that's what really happened.
We need that. And it's so funny because it's like, oh, that's why people say this is going to cost me an arm and a leg.
Maybe
that's where you got that from. But yeah, it is funny. Like, you make a baby and then the government just says, "I need that." It really is a good analogy. Because they do need it. And they do come and take it. Bang. So, and then Jason makes an example of a lemonade stand and somebody takes it there.
Yeah.
But he said taxes are good because you need for roads or whatever. And then obviously David has to throw in there that Jason's pregnant.
Right, and he's gained some winter weight.
And then, what David wanted to know what it means when a girl's water breaks. Now, I didn't know that there were varying degrees of water breaking. I mean, I didn't think, like, because Jason said sometimes it's just like a little trickle, and then sometimes it doesn't happen at all.
Yeah, so I've heard that same thing.
So yeah. We could just be from one range to another?
Yeah, some people don't even have it, and they just have cramps, and some people just fucking gush.
And if they gush, that means that shit's coming out right now.
No, it doesn't mean that. It just means that you're ready. Like, you should go to the hospital, and then...
Have you had a baby yet or something?
No.
So you know these things?
No, but I've been reading about it. Yeah, so yeah, yeah. You know there's information on the internet? You know that?
You don't have a baby. You can't trust don't have internet? On the internet? Oh, you trust everything you see on the internet?
Fuck yeah, it's the fucking truth.
The first thing you see on Wikipedia?
Yeah.
You know what's so fucking funny?
No, but you're going to tell me. Go.
Yes. So, who played the other day? Fuck.
Boring.
Was this the college game where... No, it was the Bears and the Bears and the Eagles played.
Okay.
And it was 16-15.
Uh-huh.
And the Bears are kicking a field goal. They only need, it's only 43 yards away. That's all they need to do is make it. And they win that game. And so they were talking about this during, I think, an ISIS live stream or something. And somebody said, go to the Wikipedia page. And the Wikipedia page, I swear, like, 30 seconds after the Wikipedia page had the kicker's name and saying he missed a crucial field goal in the game that just ended 30 seconds ago. And then so somebody added onto that tweet and they say, look, it's been updated again. And it says this guy was the kicker for the Chicago Bears up until 2019. I thought that was funny. That it had already been changed.
That's hilarious.
And what's hilarious even more is he really is not going to be the kicker.
Oh, shit.
It was like the worst mistake of his life.
Damn, that sucks.
Yeah, that's crazy. So David asks if baby switching is a thing. I thought they would talk about this a little more. Like, you know, there's like various. So Jason says, no, it used to where there were mix-ups where somebody got the wrong baby. But there is shit where people steal people's baby.
No, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You better be careful.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to fucking mark the shit out of my kid when he comes out.
I'm gonna write you see him, that?
Put a circle that, around his eyeball.
You see that blood on his thigh? That was from this knife. That is my kid.
I'm going to tattoo him right out when he comes out.
But Jason saw Aquaman. But I did think, isn't that Uber story crazy, though? So there's two Korean names that were going to be picking him up from Uber, or picking up one guy from Uber and then another one picking him up. And he got into the wrong Uber. And so he was driving to the other place. And it's so crazy. He sees the other guy in his ride and you can just cancel the ride.
Right, but you can't.
Why did he wait to?
You
why
can't
did he wait
cancel till he... the ride once it's accepted. So if you both got in around the same time, or checked it after they came, they've been accepted. Or
no, you can end the ride in the middle of the ride.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he just didn't want to be a dick.
And make sure the guy got back to his house.
Yeah.
if he had done that and canceled the ride, then the guy could just get another ride.
Right. Okay.
To where he wanted to go. But the reason I think this was...
Why this is this was, such a good story? Tell me.
Well, that it's significant. Because of how it ended. First of all, the guy went to his house. So David said when he got to his house, the guy was having dinner with Trisha. And then he says, no, he walked in and the guy was fucking Trisha. He's like, hey, the Uber brought me here.
Yeah,
I thought that would have been crazy. Like, who's this?
It was pretty funny. It was pretty funny.
Yeah. So
the Aquaman one we could skip. Fuck Aquaman. Okay. It's boring.
The only thing I want to mention about though, the only thing I want to not the Aquaman.
Okay.
The car got the joke. I didn't get that joke either. So they were talking about 700 acres versus 700,000 acres, which was a huge difference at a place they were staying. But I thought it was the only thing I thought was interesting in the story. So they go to this ranch for a New Year's celebration, is spraying confetti just like he had done in one of his videos. Mm-hmm. And he's so focused on the floor not getting messed up. He's just running around this whole little ranch saying, hey, somebody,
you gotta clean it.
So he's talking to maintenance at first, and then he finds the guys and he goes and tells them. And did you get what the guy's reaction was to that?
Explain.
That they thought he was fucked up.
Yeah, they thought he was fucking drunk as fuck. Yeah.
Who's this fucking crazy guy coming around complaining about the confetti?
Yeah.
We gotta get this out, yeah, guys.
Who the fuck would say that? You gotta clean this.
And then going to everybody. Okay, maintenance won't listen to me. Let me go talk to somebody else. Like, he was literally out of breath. Like, what made him, like, focus on that?
Are you dumb?
No, why? But, okay, you told him. Shut up.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, but he's trying to tell him because he fucking had the same problem.
But they don't care.
No, I know they don't care. He's just trying to save them some money.
So next up, so that's why the guy, when he was driving away, the guy ran up to him and says, are you good to drive?
Yeah.
That was so cool. They were very worried about it, but they thought, yeah, something. I would love to hear the conversation of the guys, like, when he left.
Yeah, like, that. You remember that fucking dude? Fucking telling us to clean the confetti so much.
So, Joe's Teeny Weeny Podcast. Joe's back. They didn't even mention he was missing last week, but his special guest was Josh Peck. And Joe says, hey, I heard you had a baby. So he's already talked about the baby, and then Joe comes in here. But I like how they did paint a good picture. They said between David and Jason talking about it, he says when Joe asked him the question, he literally looked like he was about to go into a 40-minute interview, and he was sitting there waiting for the answer. So I thought that was cool because I bet you he was.
Like, yeah.
Hey, Josh. So how is it having a baby?
Yeah. For those who don't know, Joe only gets 25 seconds on David's podcast, so that's why it's funny.
So I thought also that was interesting that David's mom came on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. That was pretty crazy.
But they didn't air it.
Right.
They didn't include it in the podcast. And I could see she would be hesitant thinking that they're... So no matter what you say, they're going to think you're making fun of them, especially when somebody's foreign.
Right.
So David asked, what's Jason's New Year's resolution?
Wait. David's mom, if you want to come on our podcast, we won't make fun of you.
Yeah. We'll make fun of David.
Yeah.
So... David says, everybody hopes everybody's safe, has a good new year. Ask Jason's New Year's resolution. Jason says he wants to shower more. And when I first heard it until the rest of the conversation, I didn't think that was real. I thought it was a joke.
But same here.
Apparently it's real. Yeah. And stop spending so much money. David says that's tough. And ask him how many times he showered in the last 3 days. Because I guess this was, I don't know what day this was. And he said once. Then Josh says, I had a baby 4 days ago, and I've showered every day. this was interesting, too. So we'll see how this plays out. Jason asks if Josh is going to film his baby. And David says, no, that's my job. Right. I'm going to film his baby. And so that's because I bet you that's definitely.
That's going to happen.
He's going to want that to be a big part.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially as he gets older and he molds him.
You know, that's kind of weird. Like, so here's the thing. What would your opinion, like, let's just say you had a kid tomorrow. Would you want your kid to be all over social media?
Oh, as a baby?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, so I'm kind of torn because I could care less. And I also, if I did post anything, it would be like the best parts of my, like, you know, the best pictures or the best video I've taken of my kid, not right. like embarrassing things. But it's so funny because, like I said, Sarah's cousin had a baby not too long ago. And he said, 100%, I will not have my kid be on any social media and whatnot. That lasted about 3 months.
And then he started posting stuff.
No, the wife did. And she was like, I don't care what you fucking say.
Yeah, she wants to show off the kid.
Right.
Yeah, when I do one of those baby Instagram things or whatever, hell no. I would do something private.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't, for like when the kid is old enough to make a decision, I wouldn't like get in their way.
Right.
I would just try to guide it. But yeah, this is the part where they start talking about the amount of money. I thought it was funny about the amount of money that Jason has, I think mostly relative to taxes. And it says, Jason's pretty much just saying that money doesn't make you happy. We've heard this over and over again. Obviously it doesn't, but yeah, he just spent too much. And then he was going to buy David a Ferrari.
Yeah.
What the fuck?
Yeah. He's been talking about that every so often. So I feel like he was going to,
but David says he probably should downsize his house so he'll have more money because he's spending 10 grand a month.
No, he was. Or no, is
no,
he now?
Is.
Oh,
he is.
Is.
Oh, yeah.
Is. So, damn, that's fucking crazy.
Yeah. So he says, David says, buy me a Ferrari. And Jason says, I almost did. And then David says, why didn't you? He says, because he'd be broke right now. Then David says, he'd pay somehow. He hoped Jason would pay like 150 that. He would pay 150 and then David would give him like 100. I don't understand what this whole what the fuck are you guys talking about? If I'm going to buy you a Ferrari and then you're going to give me the money back, then just fucking go buy your own Ferrari. Like, what is, I don't understand. Do you understand?
Yeah. He was just saying that, like, I'll buy it for you, but you gotta give me some because I didn't really want to pay for all of it.
But they said this before too. Like,
no,
David said, don't
because
worry.
David,
if you buy me a Ferrari.
Because David said he would feel bad about someone spending that much money on him, and he would give him some back because he wouldn't feel right.
how about just tell him don't buy you a Ferrari? You have enough money to buy a Ferrari.
Right. I don't know why he keeps doing that. He could just buy him fucking self.
So Jason, I sort of knew and didn't know, but Jason says his tax guy says he can't write off the car that he gave his mom because you can't write off a gift.
Yeah, he's trying to write it off because his YouTube channel is considered his business.
Right. So if the car was going to be in the video, so if he buys a car for the video, he can write off the car. But so if he bought the car for a video and then didn't give it to someone, then he could write it off.
Right.
So why don't you just do it like that?
Right. Like you just don't give it to somebody.
Or give it to somebody, but don't really give it to him. It's still mine.
Right.
And so legally, I don't know. But I understood the argument there. If he threw a $40,000 party for a video, he can write it off because it was for the video.
Right, and it's not tangible. You're not giving someone to keep
something. But I like how one of his arguments in kind of a lower voice, lower volume says, Jason says that Trisha said that I should absolutely be able to write it off. Oh, shit. Trisha said it? Okay. But he said it like even she agrees with me.
Right.
Should you be able to write off a gift? Why not? Because don't you have other write-offs and stuff like that? That I don't know.
Yeah,
there's got to be some rich people way to do that.
Yeah, there's definitely a rich people way. All right, are we done with this fucking podcast? I'm done.
We are done with this fucking podcast.
All right, people. If you guys fucking lasted this long, thank you and fucking sorry for Mike.
I cannot control all the topics that they put in the podcast. And I also can't control that somebody in this podcast is going to have a baby. And so we had to dive deeper into details on the baby that we normally wouldn't have.
Right. Yeah, right. We just don't have to talk about everything.
We always talk about everything.
I know. That's why you guys listen to us, because we're fucking dope. All right. Well, if you guys want to fucking tweet us, tweet us at fucking reviews the podcast one. That's where we live at.
That's our address.
Yeah. So hit us up and we get you back.
And we gangster, obviously. Apparently, we just became gangster.
Yeah, we woke.
We woke.
We woke right now.
Stay up, reviews audience.
Yeah, stay up. About to be a minute.
Yeah, we learned a lot of slang on this podcast. You learned what plug meant.
What? Plug?
The plug, the weed dealer. The
Oh, yeah.
All right. Have you learned it's lit yet?
Yeah, no. That means when I turn on my lights at home. Okay. All right. Well, this has been a great episode. We'll see you in the next one. My name is Chris.
My name is Mike, not Jeff.
And have a good night. Peace.
So,
wait, we're going to keep talking?
You're so stupid. No, what were you just talking about just before you ended the podcast?
No, the podcast's still running, bro.